This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. COVID-19 metrics are up across the board. Health officials say people can protect themselves and others by following familiar precautions. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Those include getting vaccinated and boosted, staying out of crowds, and wearing a mask, especially in crowded indoor places. Scott Bookman is the state's incident commander. He says the public needs to understand those things and rapid home tests are going to become a part of life moving ahead.
This is a virus that is going to be with us for a significant period of time, and it will go up and it will go down.
The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, a rough gauge of transmission, is elevated at 8.7%. That figure has tripled in the last 2 months. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Nearly a dozen public schools with Native American mascots plan to reevaluate or change them. CPR's Paulo Shalsada reports the schools made changes to avoid monthly fines of $25,000.
A state law passed last year prohibits the use of offensive Native American mascots in most public schools. The schools violating the law were identified by the Colorado Commission of Indian Affairs. Many have now outlined plans to retire mascots or establish partnerships with tribes. But a set of schools with the mascot Thunderbirds were also found to be violating state law. Those schools have a year to meet requirements. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche hockey team suffered their first loss of the Stanley Cup playoffs Thursday night, falling to the St. Louis Blues 1-4. The second round series is now tied at one game each. Either team needs 4 wins to advance to the next round. Next game is Saturday at 6. This is CPR News and KRCC.